So welcome to episode 9 of the Happiest Competition on Earth, and I am back again.
He speaks!
I speak.
Yay.
I am not in pain anymore, at least
That's
now.
For now.
For now. But yes.
You're on the car now.
So tonight is our I'm Wishing Second Chance episode, where all of the contestants who didn't go through on the regular audition have a second chance to sing a designated song from a park tune.
I love park music!
This is Ambie's episode, ladies and gentlemen.
No, seriously, after we announced the theme last week, I went onto YouTube and I found like all my favorite park songs and downloaded them. And there was a couple that were like in pieces, so I spent the time to actually like mix them together in my mixing program, like cut them and paste them together so that they would be like one full track.
She's dedicated.
I am dedicated, folks. Dedicated. When I listen to Dream Along with Mickey, I want to listen to the full 35 minutes straight through.
And unfortunately, we had this elaborate skit and fun intro plan, but due to our busyness and recording and performing Cough Lone Star.
Oh my god, they're all due on what the same night.
Yeah, which is now, so.
Craziness. I already got mine in, so I'm
good. Yeah, mine should have made it in, so. If I get disqualified because it's not in, I did send it in.
We have evidence on recording.
Evidence, right here. It's here, right now.
All
right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, getting back to topic, tonight is our second chances, and we have 6 awesome auditions.
As of right now.
As of right now, because we're actually recording this early.
Yes, because I double booked myself tonight. I'm really sorry. So we have like an hour to get this done because I have to go somewhere at midnight. So if anybody else turns in between now and midnight, what's going to happen is I'm going to leave. I'm still going to hear it and potentially give notes on it, but I'm not going to be in the recording session because I'm going to be in another recording session. And Jeffers and Zell will record anything that comes in after midnight.
Exactly.
So hopefully we only have these 6.
No. I hope we have a few more. Then I can get my revenge on YouTube.
Yeah,
you're going to
get your revenge. We figured out last night I'm actually going to miss 2, potentially 3 things when I go to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm working on a surprise to bring back for you, I think, possibly. Ooh. I'm doing that now. I'm working on surprises to put in the show.
And we don't even know it yet.
I know.
I don't even know yet. I don't even know if it's going to happen, so I could be nowhere.
So?
No, show. Oh, a disclaimer. Who wants to do it?
Oh.
Not me. I suck at them.
Jeffers should do it because everyone misses Jeffers' voice because everybody loves Jeffers.
Ooh, Jeffers.
I love Jeffers. Ooh, why isn't Jeffers talking? Go ahead, Jeffers.
Okay, so disclaimer. We do not own the rights to any songs. Brain Fart and other stuff copyrighted by Disney.
You don't own Brain Farts?
You don't own Brain Farts?
So therefore, Disney cannot sue us because we all love you, Mickey. The end.
Yes.
That was the most failed disclaimer.
Go on vacation to Disney World so you can listen to this park music that you are about to hear in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
So let's kick things off.
Woo!
Our first wisher tonight is Hari 26. Take it away.
There is just one moon and one golden sun, and a smile means friendship to everyone. Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all. 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 It's a small, small world. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope, it's a world of tears. There's so much that we share, that's when we're aware. It's a small, small, small world after all.
I had a feeling we'd hear a small world tonight.
That's right.
It's the very first one we hear a small world.
Right.
Very first one.
My first note is like...
I'm actually wondering how many of these will show up tonight. And how many actual obscure ones will show up.
Yeah, my first note is
I hope
number
something
one.
Obscure shows
how
up.
Many we'll get.
I hope something really obscure shows up. Because that would make me like the happiest panda in the whole wide world. I don't want to be a sad panda tonight, people. So, Hari 26. The first thing I thought was this was definitely... pitchy. It was out of tune. It was almost like you tried to transpose it But I think you transposed it higher than it even should be. Like, I can understand transposing down, but not transposing up. Because the other thing is, I don't think that you really are a soprano. I think you're singing way too much in your head because it was very breathy and there was no support underneath the notes as you were singing. You were stumbling. Oh, like, the first half, everything was okay, and then right in the middle you started stumbling over your words in the second half of the song, and then I don't know what those notes were at the very, very end. It was kind of as if you were trying to build up to some kind of, like, big, flashy finale, and it just sounded awkward. It was an awkward turtle towards the end. OMG, it's an awkward turtle. Awkward koala! That's my thing. It's going to be an awkward koala, but I don't have anything in here to hang off of, so I can't do that. I don't want to fling myself against a wall for an awkward chameleon, so I'm just going to go with awkward turtle. I told you what those were before in a past episode, my friends and I's awkward. But I just don't think that this was a good song choice for you, Hari. I really think that you have a higher range than you really do, because I think this was just way too high for you. It was like fly high, and I think you're more in the mezzo range or even alto. I really can't tell because I've never really heard you sing, I think, in what's your normal voice. I think you just go to head all the time. Jeffers? Mm-hmm. A second, I believe. Yes, okay. Yes.
I agree. This key was high for you. I will say that I think this song choice was better than your last two picks. I'll give you that. It was, I think it fit you a bit better than the last two. I think your pitch is improving, but not enough to where you'll be competitive in the competition. I like the first half, but right when you went into the second half, you kind of like made that mistake and you changed keys, I think it was, and after that you just kind of didn't ever recover after that, and then you started making the lyrical errors. But keep trying, Hari. I think you're getting better, and I think this is your best audition out of the three you sent us. So
if I could cut back in, I do agree that this is definitely better than her original Reflection. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think I might have actually liked her Be a Man better.
Really?
I think that was more in her range. Yeah. Than this is.
Yeah.
I think that was a better range for her than this. But this, I think, was a better performance than Reflection was.
Okay, and that pretty much wraps up what I had to say.
All right. For my first note, I have pitchy. My next note is singing in a higher key. It could have been lower, as Ambi said. It needed more energy. I mean, like I said with, I think, Tiana's audition, it's an upbeat song. It's happy and creepy. You need more
happy
energy.
Happy and creepy? What?
What?
It's because like they're like demented children from around the world.
Yes, okay. Yes, the demented children from around the world.
You're toddlers. Sorry. It's Jeffrey's toddlers. That's where he keeps them. He keeps them on the Small World ride. That's where he gets them from.
He steals from Disney? That's we have to right. add that to our disclaimer. Okay. All right. As the song went on, I think this is more of a second verse note. Getting tired or sounding really strained. Second verse was really stumbling in lyrics, and it was getting really weird. I mean, like, the notes were getting off, lyrics were off, and the end was just, I want to say train wreck.
Aww.
But I think just that it got off key. Because I think what Amy said is she's trying to go for something, but it just didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. what
I think because I've heard I've heard versions of the song that did something similar to what she was attempting to do, but it wasn't exact. So I felt like she was trying to imitate that, but she didn't know it enough to get it the correct way. Because I've heard that kind of like build up to like some grand finale before on this song, but this just was...
Her execution wasn't there.
Yes, that's a perfect word for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're done. We'll see, Hari. Yeah, we'll see after tonight. We'll see.
We'll see, because, I mean...
Yeah.
There's not that many tonight.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. as of right now, I mean, we haven't gotten anything else. We've got, like, a 50-50 chance right now.
Mm-hmm. So things are looking pretty good, so we'll see.
Cross your fingers.
We shall see. Are we all done?
Done. I'm done.
Done. Okay. Next up is Heaven Danzu's Wish Upon a Star.
I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. It's the heart of America, the heartbeat of a holiday. The place was made with a magical plan, and just around the corner is a fantasy land. I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. I hear the music playing from the old-time ragtime band. I feel the whole place swaying with the people from across the land. You see the greatest smiling faces up and down the street. It's remarkable how friendly all the people can be. I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. Tell your mother she's not to worry, 'cause no one's rushing, there's no big hurry. You're never alone or left out in the cold. There's always someone there to pick you up. I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. I know it's no illusion, it's a dream that's here to stay. For the time of your life, you ought to find yourself here. You're welcome anytime you have the mind to appear. I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA.
So that was Heaven Danzu. And I said it without being nervous, Ambie. I said it confidently. I did not say Heaven Danzu.
I know it now too.
So Heaven Danzu. Ooh, I'm not familiar with the song as a forewarning. But I know Zell and Ambie are, so look to them for the better critique. So just some general notes for me is I'm not familiar with the song, so I can't really tell, but it sounded pitchy to me. So that's first. It sounded like you needed more energy and more oomph in it, because from what I've got from the lyrics, it sounds like the big Main Street USA song, and it sounded so bouncy and fun. But your singing and your song didn't captivate that, or like it didn't get that across.
Capture.
Yeah, it didn't capture the essence of the song. And I thought it sounded a bit talky for my liking. So that's about it for me. Zell?
Okay. I love this song. I never come from Disneyland Fun.
That was my very first note, too. Exactly. Love this song.
Sweet. We're on the same page. Okay. Yes. Main Street. Aside from that, yes, my first actual note is Main Street of USA was flat. I think this was either the first or second one. One of them was pretty flat. It needs more energy, like Jeffer says. I will agree with that. It sounded like we're losing breath a lot during the song. There was a slide on USA before second verse that I don't remember if that actually goes there or not. The energy or emotion got better as the song went on, but you got pitchy as well. And I don't know if it's like Jeffer says, that it was a little speaky, or what I have is lyrics seem like to stumble or something. Like something was wrong when you were saying the lyrics. Like you're having some trouble keeping up with the pacing and all that. And that's all I have. Ambie?
Okay, as I said before, my first note is love this song, and then can this count as obscure, And
she likes her obscure.
I would rather go a little bit more obscure. We'll see what else we get tonight. Zell mentioned that she wasn't sure if it was the first Main Street USA or the second Main Street USA that she thought was pitchy. Actually, it was both.
Okay. No, but one of them stood out really bad.
All the ends of your phrases, the last note on it, every single one of them was flat. Like, it was fine on, like, going right down the middle of Main Street, U.S., and then the A went flat. Mm-hmm. And again, and then when you were doing ragtime band, the band went flat. And I just went, like, flat when I did that. Sorry. land was flat. It was all on the ends. Like, it was fine. And then when you hit the last note and the last word on a line, it would go flat. So you were strong. You were strong, and then it kind of fizzled out at the end of, and it kind of fluctuated back and forth, because it was like, oh, this line is strong, and now it fizzles, but this line is strong, but it fizzles again.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this one, no, it's fizzling. And that's kind of how it felt the entire time, especially in the first half of it. It felt like you were holding back. thing about park music and why I love this challenge so much is I'm in the entertainment department and I know a lot of performers. I'm not a performer. Don't want to be. But all my friends are, and I go and watch them all the time and stuff like that. And they always perform with these big smiles and everything is so big and so happy. And this just it didn't feel like you were smiling. It felt like you were holding back and there was no real pep or energy or happiness in this song. It's so happy. They only sing this first thing in the morning. So it's that, hey, people, you're the Magic Kingdom. Wake up type of song.
Nice way of putting it.
Maybe you should really smile when you sing. It does help,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, smiling when singing, it really does help. However, I do think that out of all the things we've heard you sing so far, this was the best quality you've given us so far.
Yeah,
quality
was
good.
The sound quality was really good. It wasn't too low that we had to turn ourselves way up. It wasn't so high that we had to turn ourselves down. There was no peaking.
No background noise.
Good, exactly. Good removal, so this is a really big. This was a really great improvement for the quality of what you turned into us. But the energy just was not there. But I do give you major props for improving your quality like tenfold.
Yes, thank you for taking our advice. It really worked well. So, are we done?
Go waste fly. Gah. Sorry, there's a fly and it's not leaving me alone.
Done.
Up next is Princess Sailor Moon. Take it away.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging rake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high o'er the dawn of trees, spooks arrive with a midnight streak. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to streak and harmonize. Grim ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a rattling bell, where glows green where spirits dwell. Restless thoughts and unrealized rise as spooks of every size. If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting is free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Alright, and that was Princess Sailor Moon with Grim Grinning Ghosts. I love this song and I love this ride.
Me too.
I wrote it like 5 times when I went to California.
I got to go on the walking tour with all the lights on of this ride. It's awesome.
You know what?
I got to like
stop
go
bloody.
And like stand.
Stop.
I like to go.
We're so jealous.
I got to stand in the ballroom.
I hate you.
What? Now that I've made you jealous, go on.
How can I recover from that? Okay. Let's see. Where is my... Ah, there we go. Okay, my first note is the first line for Grim Grinning Ghost was flat or pitchy. The note terrorized seemed a bit low for you, or you weren't hitting it correctly. Socialized was cut off early. I can never pronounce this word. Etherealize? It sounded mumbly, or she wasn't saying it correctly. It might have been just me. She had some emotion, energy-ish stuff, but I think she could have brought it out more, make it more scary or something.
It was kind of a happy grinning ghost version.
Yeah, it reminded me more of the Bare Naked Ladies cover of it, which is more happy.
Maybe that's what she was going for.
I think she was actually going with the Disneyland Fun version. I'm not quite sure. And I think that's all I have. Ambi?
Okay, I thought this. I do agree that there were parts that were a little pitchy. However, the parts that weren't pitchy, I actually liked, because this was a bit of a lower song than you usually sing, and I think you sound better when you're singing more mezzo range and alto range than you are when you're singing fly high soprano. You seemed a little unsure of the words at times. There was one section I actually went back and just kind of marked it because it was starting at about 50 seconds in and it lasted for about 15 seconds. I didn't understand a word you mm-hmm. were saying. It was just all mumbles. And it was like, socialize. Like, I didn't
understand.
Yeah,
it was like that whole verse of singing.
A single word you were saying. And it made me sad because there were parts in this one I was like, wow, I'm actually kind of impressed here with the notes that you're hitting. I like it. I like the sound of your voice on this lower song. And then it got to that section and it just all fell apart. And then I don't know what was up with the tempo fluctuations towards mm-hmm. the end. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fast and then it got like slow and then it sped back up again. And I've never heard a version of it that did that before. I don't know if that was just a choice or if the version that you were basing this off of actually had that, but I'm just so used to the song just of the ride just over and over and over. The exact same thing. So I really wasn't quite sure what was going on there. And
can I cut in real quick? Yeah, I do have to, I think this was, and I think you kind of touched base on this, I think this is a better song choice than Part of Your World. So yes. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I think this is more around your correct range than right. the high, fly high, soprano-y stuff. I think Jody Benson. Better. I think it was a better choice for you. But I don't, the mumbling in the middle kind of killed it for me. I don't know. If it wasn't for the mumbling, I would have actually really liked this, I think. But the mumbling, and because it lasted so long. If it was just a word or two, but I went back and I actually timed it. It was like from 50 seconds to like all the way through like 15, 20 seconds later. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't understand what's going on here. So I'm done. Jeffers.
Okay. I just noticed we're so polite. We like ask permission to cut in. In other people's critiques.
We're because we've learned our lesson because like at first we're just like on top of each other and now we're getting along. With three people critiquing, you need to have some kind of system,
right,
to not be crazy jumbled.
And I think we're making improvements on not rambling for 10 minutes either.
Yes. Gosh, well, I'm Dylan. In a hurry tonight. Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting back to PSM before I steal any more for critique. They pretty much covered most of my notes. For me, it sounded like every time you went on the grim grinning ghosts, it sounded like you kind of changed the key. For me, I'm not. It just sounded like you would change the key every time you hit that line, and tempo and that one section was slurry. But other than that, I thought this was good. Great, good job. I'm done.
I could see what you meant with the key change in it. It didn't seem like it fit.
Too long.
With the rest of it.
Yeah, like it didn't sound flat, but it sounded on pitch with the other words, but not with the part that came before it. So, yeah. But other than that, I liked it. So, good job. I'm done.
I'm done.
Done. Nice.